Report: 24 women quit Aussie Soccer League after trans athletes injure players, dominate league. By Warner Todd Houston on April 2, 2024. Two dozen young women have quit an Australian soccer league after officials allowed one team to add five transgender athletes, some of whom went on to injure girls on other teams. Parents rose up in anger last month after the Flying Bats Football Club added the five male-born players to their girls' soccer team and then went on a tear, winning every single game for the preseason Beryl Ackroyd Cup tournament in the Sydney, Australia-based league. Flying Bats FC won every game they played over the course of the four-week competition, winning the grand final 4-0 at Macquarie Park on Sunday to take home the $1,000 jackpot, it was reported. Club officials have also contacted Football NSW to express their concerns, with some insisting that the Flying Bats should play in the mixed competition, which includes men, the report continued. The Flying Bats claim to be a gay-focused team. But some of the males playing as females have gone on to injure their female opponents on the field, according to Redux. The mounting alarm over the dangerously overpowering ringers placed on the Flying Bats is leading to a large-scale walkout as well. One of the five men on the women's football team is transgender activist Riley Dennis, who has been accused of injuring women on other teams. Frank Parisi of the St. Patrick's Football Club recently revealed that one female player was suspended from the league for daring to criticize the transgender players and for voicing concern over the physical danger they represent to women on other teams. In an audio recording to a recent meeting of team leaders, Parisi described that physical danger. "A couple of years ago, one of the Flying Bats players broke one of our players' legs in a game. It was a clumsy tackle from behind. Our player had her leg broken in two places and she's no longer playing football. It was a direct result of a real bad, tall player. He didn't get a red card. Accidents happen, but this could have been avoided," Parisi said. "One of our players rushed over to try to help her. She was screaming in so much pain. At that time, she made a derogatory remark to the Bats player, which we apologized for. She was suspended. The Bats player, nothing happened to him," Parisi said, adding that the girl was suspended for 8 games. Parisi also insisted that 24 women had quit the league rather than play against the Flying Bats male ringers. "They've all said to me, 'Frank, we do not want to play against the Bats players. I'm going to say it straight, there's men playing in a women's competition. And that's wrong,'" he said. The league, though, has rules against discrimination against men playing as women. Football Australia's anti-discrimination policy states that excluding people on the basis of their sex and or gender identity status from participation in a competitive sporting activity is prohibited. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.